An interesting week, huh?
Man, it's always an interesting week.
Every week, but every week is something. This, right, but this week is just, man, off the chain. But what's good, y'all?
What's up?
Welcome back to another Monday. Hope y'all have a good week. I have a good week. It's been an interesting week, like I said.
Yeah. You had a good week, right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I feel like you had a good,
Smooth week, you know, nothing to, you know, complain about.
Played soccer, you know, for the first time in like a year.
Yeah.
My legs hurt.
You say your legs hurt?
It's just mostly my right leg. It's like super sore.
But nah, let's commit into a hot topic. So the first hot topic for today is sports. We're finally starting to come back.
Yo, I need the league back.
Hey, they're talking about they're probably going to go straight to playoffs, bro. Like what we discussed earlier, how you feel about that?
Yeah, that's how they should do it. Because it's like, if they did it any other way, there definitely would have been an asterisk on that championship. You know, and it just wouldn't have counted or mattered. Right. But, I mean, yo, the sooner LeBron gets his ring, the happier I am.
Yeah. Right, I feel like he definitely deserves it this year, you know?
Oh, and MVP, for sure.
Oh, yeah, facts.
And MVP. Number one team in the West. Come on. Is the best player on his team and isn't even considered the best player on his team because AD's the best player, which is insane to me.
But blows my mind. And this dude is how old? And he has better stats than what he did in his prime. It's just
insane, bro. I don't know how you... Most deserving man in the league to me, for sure.
Facts. Now, the next hot topic. So definitely going to talk about CSU. My students, my fellow peers, bro. CSU said we're coming back in the fall. So, yeah. That's
y'all have in class and stuff?
I don't know too much detail, but all I know is that we're going to be back on campus in the fall of 2020.
That's live, bro. That's the online stuff, you know?
I can't do online classes.
What is it? It's kind of crazy how, like, with all this stuff that's going on, like, you almost kind of forget that there's a whole pandemic still kind of bussing. And it's like, yo, I'm glad that your school is able to open up and you guys can go back in the fall. So I don't know how that's going to look like, though, for y'all.
What is it gonna be, but
a lot of schools too are going back. Like if you look at it in terms of like mm-hmm. other countries that are starting like schools and stuff, like they're figuring out ways to make it work. So I'm pretty sure like when colleges and stuff kind of start up, they'll follow that blueprint.
Now the next hot topic, bro, I got a thought.
Shiny Sean, it's nice, y'all know.
Joey, you know I've been your boy Shiny Sean been carless for like about a month, and Joey knows, man, I've been looking for a car for about a month.
Both of us are I'm looking for a car currently, too. Yeah,
like, and I've just been trying to find a car, and like thank God I finally found it. My first car, I didn't pay for it. My mom paid for it when I was a junior in high school. Mm-hmm. It was a 09. Bless mom. It was a 09 Chevy Malibu LT. And now, you know, I got a new car. She helped me. She gave me, you know, some money. Gave me a big chunk.
That's real.
And then I paid the rest off. And now I upgraded.
No car note.
Thank God. I upgraded. And so now I have a 2011 Mazda 3.
Yeah. It's really nice.
Bro, I'm just so happy. And, like, now, you know, just make sure I take care of the car, invest it, you know, add more. Because that car is going to last me for a minute.
It better.
If not, I'm going to be mad.
But, like, you solid, though. Since you paid it off, like, you could flip it. Yeah. You know, you could sell it, make money. Like, you good. You know, just take care of it. For the long run.
All right, we gonna get into the next hot topic, man. Oh man, I gotta stop doing musing on this because it's a serious hot topic. We're gonna talk about George Floyd, Minneapolis.
Yeah, George Floyd.
Yeah, man.
Kind of has been on my TL for the whole week, you know?
Oh, for like a couple weeks, bro. It's just...
bro, you know what's wild to me? Like, it's like 2 weeks ago, or not even that. I can't even remember. Like, how, but it wasn't that long ago. We were all complaining about the Ahmad kid.
We talked about that on our show.
Was that the last week's episode?
Wait, no. Let me actually see. Was it episode seven?
No, it wasn't episode seven.
It was episode six.
Episode six.
So that was about
2 weeks ago.
Wait, no, we're on episode nine now. No, that was 3 weeks.
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. We were talking about Ahmad Arbery and Sean Reed.
Yeah, and then here we are now.
Fast forward now.
Just George Floyd, a new...
Another African-American victim.
I mean, okay, let me ask you, what were your thoughts when you first saw it? Or when you first saw the video?
I was just angry. I was hurt. You know, because it was like, dang, like, ain't no one about to save
him. Yeah.
People that were recording, y'all could have threw something. Y'all could have, like, fought, bro. Fought back and get him off his neck so he can be here with us. You know? Yeah, that was crazy. And I think what's even more crazy, man, is that he's probably not gonna get a big of a charge.
I mean, we gotta be hopeful.
I know, yeah, definitely gotta be hopeful.
That justice, like, does get, you know, served, and this man definitely goes away for a long time.
Right.
I just remember when I first saw that video, my first thought was like, thinking about how all this is going to play out in the next couple of weeks. And when I kind of settled into the idea that, oh, wait, nah, this is normal now. Like, I felt like it was normal. Like, he's getting killed. He got killed. Bruh's probably going to get acquitted or something. They're going to make up some reason, and then he's going to go free, and then we're all just supposed to, like, just kind of do our own thing after that, you know? Yeah. Everything just, like, when I first felt that, I was like, damn, why is this my first thought? Like, it kind of, and it pissed me off. I was like,
I shouldn't be thinking like,
I shouldn't be normalizing this. And the fact that it's now, that I almost feel like it's normal, it just irks me so much. So looking at all the protests and all the riots, it's just like, it's almost, I'm not saying it's right or people messing up like buildings and small businesses. Like, nah, like, there's a lot of people who are looking at this as from an opportunistic standpoint. Like, I'm going to steal and stuff like that. But that's not how you make a change. I'm not supporting that at all. But it's justifiable why people are here burning. And the pain is really there.
Right.
The pain is really there, you know. And let me also say this. There was two cases that happened this week. There was the George Floyd and the Amanda Cooper, the lady. I think to me, Amanda Cooper is the one that stood out the most.
To you?
Yeah, to me, because, and I heard Trevor Noah point this out. He was like, this woman, Amy Cooper, fundamentally understood her power as a white woman. And she knew that when she called the cops, that the man she was calling the cop on had a fear of police. You know, and that as a white woman holds this power over him, over, like, he, no matter what happens and the cops come over there, the black dude already feels like he's lost because she's a white woman. And seeing her use that, like, just blatant, like, she understood what she was doing.
Yeah, she literally
understood what we were.
I'm a African American is threatening me.
Oh my god!
While choking the fuck out of her dog.
That to me literally was like, wow, this is it. This is what people are talking about.
And this is normalized.
This is what's wrong with this thinking that some white people feel they can just they can use police as a, that to me was crazy. It was just crazy watching her just use that power, you know?
And people, man, it's just, but like you was just talking about, man, was just protest. People are protesting everywhere.
Bro. Everywhere.
We got, you know, people protesting in Columbus. You got Cincinnati, Cleveland, Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. You got Atlanta. You got Chicago. You got New York, bro. LA. New Jersey, Philly, LA, bro. The U.S. is, we protesting, bro. We want change, bro.
Yeah, I mean, like, all in all, like, it's not necessarily something to be fearful of, like, what's going on. Because this has happened before in America, which is the crazy
thing. Sure, right.
Like, in the civil right, you can go back all the way to so far back and see people protesting the same injustice, And here we are, 2020, protesting the same thing.
And you know what's funny, bro? What did we talk about last episode? We talked about the past, bro. We talked about the past. We talked about that history repeats itself. Yeah. And in order to fix and break the cycle, you must need to know the past. You must release that anger. You must need to move forward. But it can't be one person that moved forward. It got to be multiple people that want change to move forward. And look at this. History repeating itself, bro.
Yeah.
And we literally just talked about this last week.
Last week.
But anyways, man, let's commission to the main topic. And the main topic today is respond/react. Mm. And we're going to dissect it into three sections: knowing, planning, and moving. So the knowing section, to me, is like, you got to know what's going on.
Education.
You got to know... the whole situation and understand what is actually going on. So, example, let's just say I failed at a certain point in my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, everybody want to be successful. Everybody want to reach their goals. And let's just say I fail at this point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I need to understand and know what happened, how it happened, and why it happened. Right. Once when I have a full understanding, then I can react. Mm-hmm. Then I can respond
and maybe bounce not, back. Maybe the word is not even... I really don't like to use the word react.
Okay.
Because to me, it's almost like this impulsiveness of just coming to a decision.
Okay.
I like how you're putting it in context.
Okay.
Because it may... Like, I know what you're talking about, obviously. But it's like... In situations where you have to come to a decision about something, you, like you said, you have to educate yourself.
You gotta know it.
You just gotta know what's going on. And it's kind of hard nowadays to know what foundations or leaders to try. Because, you know, I feel this gap between the elders and the youngsters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a weird time right now. Like... looking up to people who we should be looking up to kind of protect us and for us to, you know, make us feel safe. It's almost like non-existent in a way. And I've been really, really diving deep into this thought, like just this past week with kind of what's been going on. And it's like, fam, that gap exists. Okay, cool. That gap exists. Okay, now me as a young black man, 20 years old, living in America, knowing that that gap exists, I now need to come to a decision where I'm like, okay, I need to take responsibility. I need to be the leader. I need to be the voice for the hopeless. I need to be the one owning this now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And by doing that, it's by educating yourself on what a true leader looks like.
Mm-hmm.
What, how to respond to situations in a positive manner, and not necessarily like going back and forth, but how to also make change. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yes, that gap exists, but take the responsibility to learn how, you know, business is done, for instance, or like learn the system so you can break it. I feel like MLK even said that in a quote somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
take responsibility. Don't fear knowledge. Mm-hmm. Knowledge is power. You know, it's such a powerful thing. And it just goes back to knowing, just understanding that your intelligence and whatever you're being taught, or you're self-educating, just try to use that power for good. Because look at Malcolm X. I love Malcolm X and just what he stood for and how he went about it. Because that man was so educated in everything that he just was like, I'm going to learn about it, and then I'm going to go against the system in an educated way.
And responded the right way. Now, with that, responding the right way, if you know, like, just this is still in the knowing section. If you know that, like, hey, this doesn't really affect me, mm-hmm. or hey, I don't need to respond to this, please don't respond to it. Please do not react. Because that's where a lot of issues is. It's like, let's just say me, Joey, we beefing, bro. I got mad beef with you, bro.
What's up?
But, like, if you're coming at me with negativity, I'm not going to retaliate. Like, I'm not going to... Wait, that's not the wrong word. I'm not going to react to you. I'm not going to respond to you. I'm not going to respond to that negativity, you know?
Right. It doesn't solve anything. It just doesn't. Yeah, you could yell, you know, kiki-ki and all you want. But what does that genuinely solve? Just... realistically, I know the people or the examples that I've seen are people who just own it. You know, you take that. Okay, let's go back to your example. Uh-huh. If we're beefing, mm-hmm. and we're arguing, mm-hmm. It's like you just got to come to a decision whether or not that fight is worth it. Or do I care enough about you to be like, okay, I care, or do I respect our friendship enough to resolve that issue? You know what I'm saying? Is the love really there? And it's like, I feel a lot of people's hearts are just really stone cold these days, you know?
Like, you're saying, like, a lot of people are, like, just heartless.
Yeah.
Like, emotionless.
We're so desensitized, and, I saw this video of this sheriff too, who his quote was like, I'm leading with love. I'm not here. He was standing in the middle of a protest and was like, mm-hmm. I'm not here to beat you guys. I'm not here to shut your voice. I'm here to give you a voice. I'm here to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that shows that his heart, he's leading with love.
Right.
He's leading with a purpose. He's leading with an objective to have these protesters here and to have their voices heard. That's the type of leadership we need. You know, lead with love. Lead with... check your heart. I feel like I always say this, bro. Check your heart.
Where's your heart at?
That's really where it starts, you know? I feel like we kind of, like, veered off a little
bit. Knowing is the first big step.
Yeah, knowing what's in your heart first, man. Like,
and once when you know in your heart is good, and your heart and your mind are clicking together, and you know it's good to respond, before you respond, here, like you said, mm-hmm. you gotta think, you gotta plan it out, you gotta come up with a strategy. Like I'm gonna tie back to what my first example. Mm-hmm. If I failed at this point, and I need to know, how did I fail? Why did I fail? Mm-hmm. Like, know the full understanding. Okay, it's time to come with a strategy. It's kind of okay. So we need to do this and this and this, so that this doesn't happen again, and I will overcome the same area that I failed in.
Yeah, and let me put it also in perspective.
Yeah.
All of us have failed at something. All of us have. Can nobody tell me they've been successful in everything?
Oh, nah. Everybody failed.
Everybody has been down before, you know? Everybody can relate to that feeling. Now, if you're a person right now currently unsure of, you know, what to do after all the failures that you've encountered in your life, or anything of that sort, I'm gonna just quote the Bible, because
go ahead, bro.
Jesus literally says you only need a mustard seed of faith to move a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, you need a mustard seed of faith
to move a mountain. You only need a mustard seed of faith to move a mountain. And if you put it all in perspective, the thing that differentiates people is how much faith they have in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Have faith that it's just crazy because you just have to have faith in everything that you do. I don't care how big it is. If Jesus is telling you, you only need a mustard seed. You know how small a mustard seed. I know, like, Jesus speaks in figurative terms, but mm-hmm. Just literally, a mustard seed is something so small. And if he tells you you only need that to move a mountain, put that in perspective with your life, okay? If you don't believe you're going to get that job, just have faith that you will and let God do his work, you know?
But, that's all tied with planning. Yeah, you know, for my people who are religion, who are Christian, you already know about faith. You should already know it. But to the people who are, like, not Christians, bro, you need to have, like, planning is, like, all these three steps are big. You know, knowing, yes. Planning, yes. Moving, yes. Planning, like, literally, you got to have your game. You have to have your strategy. You got to have that confidence.
You got to put in the work.
You have to put in the work. You have to have that faith. You need to have that confidence. You need to have that mentality to, and you can't be afraid. You can't be afraid to not fail again. Because let's just say you strategized. Let's just say you planned it out, and you failed again. Okay, back to the drawing board. Just get
back to it. Put in the work and have faith.
And have another.
That's it. That's it. That's literally it.
Come up with a different plan.
If it fails, okay, cool. It's all good. Don't think that you're less of a person just because you failed at something. Oh my gosh. Put in the work and pray. Be prayerful, you know? And then you also have to allow God to work, I feel. You know, right. You have to allow God to work. You have to allow God to come in and do his part too. Because you're doing your part by putting in the work, by knowing, educating yourself, planning, knowing what the next steps are, yada, yada, yada. Okay, you know all that stuff. But you also have to understand that God doesn't think like us, okay? God doesn't have a mind like us. Mm-hmm. We're humans. We only think so far. We're very limited. God has no limitations. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I'm speaking or I'm just out here kikiing, bro. I don't know.
And with the last section, it's literally what you're talking about, man. Like, you just got to have that, you feel me? And that's the last section is moving.
Moving.
Once we got a plan and you know what's going on, move. Go ahead and move. Because if you don't move, you're wasting time.
Yeah.
And we don't have time. If you don't move, it's not going to happen. Yeah. If you shoot that shot, if you don't shoot the shot, you don't even know you're going to make it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got to move.
And all this ties into still, like, what's been going on.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about it.
Like, this past week, it's like, I don't even really know. I know for me, I feel like kind of hope. I'm not necessarily hope. I am optimistic,
mm-hmm.
but I just don't know what the answer is. When it comes to how we move forward with, like, what's happened in George Floyd.
How can we respond to this?
Yeah, I don't know what the answer to that is yet.
Right.
But I know that if we continue to just learn and be creative and
mm-hmm.
and have that faith and just be bold and fearless and understand that God is in our hearts and he's also by our side, then something can come out of that,
right.
You know? And I just think we have to lead in that spirit just for us to move forward, you know?
And just all of this to respond, like, for leaders, man, all my leaders out there, step up.
You yourself, like, take that responsibility. Don't be fearful, like, just own that responsibility. Own it for yourself, like,
and respond the right way. Yeah. Like, now what I'm like with the protests and like with everything was going on, I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying it's bad, cause I yet don't even know how to respond. But I know that, like, it is going to take not only just me. It's not going to take not only just me and Joey. It's not going to... Joe just got in the building. It's not going to take Joe. It's going to take many of us to come up with a plan and respond, to me, I feel like, the right way.
Yeah, and also, we all have to work together. We're all Americans. We all live here, you know? So, at the end of the day, like... Yes, racism is a cancer here, but it's still a thing of, like, understanding that we all come from different backgrounds,
right?
You know, and at the end of the day, like, a lot of this pain really stems from privilege, and just knowing that people did grow up more having more than some other people.
Exactly.
Right. But empathizing with that, you know, and inviting those people along to the table.
Wow, that's another topic. But that's another thing, man. It's being in people's shoes. I feel like
privilege really digs deep into the core issue.
Yeah.
You know?
Privilege. And then
it's like, we're going this whole black, white. But I'm looking at all these videos, man. I'm seeing all the Mexicans, all the white people, all the black people. I'm seeing everybody in these protests. Looting, right. Making fires. You know, so that to me just didn't even make it seem like it's a white or black thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like some people just have more privilege than others. And that's where the anger really stems down from. Like, black people in this country are looked at as minorities, having less than others.
And being treated unfairly.
Okay, cool. If you're a white person right now, even listening to this, it's like, just understand that. Yeah, you probably grew up having more than, you know, your friend that lives down the street who's black. But just empathize with that and then feel what they feel. And now you take that responsibility to just help them, walk with them, and make the changes that they want to see
in the community. Yeah. And just have a better understanding, like, get to know them. Try to understand where they're coming from. Try to be in their shoes. Because at the end of the day, you can never be in our shoes. Don't get me wrong, but you can understand what's been going on. And
empathy. Bro. There's not that much empathy anymore. That's why it just goes back to the heart, you know? Right. Like,
well, you are that, man. But that is it for the main topic. But I just want y'all to understand, man. We just got to respond better.
We got it.
It's
possible for the world to be a better place. It is. Optimistic. But we got to own that. We got to take that responsibility to make that happen so we can see it for ourselves.
And then just take it step by step.
I'm optimistic. I love it. I love seeing all the protests. I love seeing everybody that's, like, for it. Because, like, yo, like, when George Floyd happened, that was the first time I've seen... like Fox News, Trump,
right?
You know, all the right wing people just completely condemn it. Like, nah, that's not right. And that's the first time I've seen that happen from that side.
Well, you know? Trump did call us thugs.
He did say that. He did say that. I'm the first person to be like, fuck Trump. All right. But I'm just saying, like, the conservative side condemned that.
It went high to the United Nations saying, like, yo, this America, this is an issue. Y'all tripping. You gotta fix this.
Like, y'all tripping. Because this happened, like, multiple times, bro. Yeah. And everybody's just been silent. But with George Floyd happening, it's like a domino effect. This happened, and then... Floyd fell, and now
it's like a Rodney King part two,
bro. Yep, but exactly. It works
because
exactly.
Social media is everywhere now.
Yep.
But anyways, we're gonna get into the call in section, y'all. So, no lucky callers for today. I know, sad teardrop, but we just gonna ask, like, well, first just check in on you. Like, that would be one question, but just ask how do you feel about everything that's been going on in the world, and how you feel like you as a human being could respond to this situation. I think that's one of the best questions we could probably ask to our callers. So call in and let's go, y'all.
We have our first caller. State your name and where you're from.
I'm Khalees Barton. I'm from Seattle, Washington.
Hey, shout out to Seattle.
Shout out to the hometown. Okay.
Represent.
So, Khalees, what was the question? I keep forgetting.
So, basically, the question is, how do you feel about everything that's going on with, you know, George Floyd and the protesting? And how do you feel like you as yourself could respond?
As a young person.
As right.
Can respond.
Personally, like, one word I've just been explaining to everyone when people have asked me, like, oh, how are you? Or how do you, like, how are you feeling? I've just been saying, like, I'm exhausted, honestly. I feel like this whole situation has just made me mentally, physically, emotionally exhausted and tired. I'm tired of just so many different things. Tired of it continuously being a problem and happening for my community, but also just tired of certain people and posts and responses and silence and the lack of knowledge and just like education and empathy, honestly, I think is a big thing too. So I definitely, like, that's just been my mutual feeling and emotion, is just like, wow, I'm just exhausted, I'm tired. It really does take a lot out of you, being someone that's really passionate about their community and passionate about like being an advocate for their community as well. And so, yeah, I think that's just been really hard for me, because it's also like, I'm so tired that I'm lost for words. Like, that's what I've kind of been dealing with today, at least, is I'm like, do I make a post? Do I say something? I don't even know what to say. Will people even read it? Is it going to be long enough? Like, I'm just so tired that I can't even get my thoughts together. But in terms of like my platform and as a young person and being a student athlete as well, like in college, I think that's a big thing for me right now too, is like, I do have an extra platform above some people at my age. And I think it's really important that I use it, and like my other student athlete friends and peers use it to the best of their ability, because I know we do get a little bit more of attention. We are on a different platform, just in terms of like our community and kids that watch us and fans that watch us, and having administrators that actually will like listen, and or I make them listen. And so I think for me, it's just not being silent, obviously, and like I care so deeply about everything that's been going on. And at my school, I go to Washington State University, and I play soccer there.
Hey, that's lit.
Killer.
Thank you.
Catch her at the Olympics.
And so I started our Black Student Athlete Association there this past year with a couple other friends. You know. And so I think using that platform right now too has just been huge. And like the whole reason we started that was really to just give Black student athletes a space and to just a family, honestly, especially being in like the small town that my school is at, like predominantly white institution, very, very, very small town. You know, just having a space. And now it just makes me think about that even more. I know last night I was just getting so frustrated in my bed. I was just like, I created this for people to have a space, and my fellow like peers and friends and teammates created this so our friends could have a space. And it's like, now we feel like we don't have one again. Like, no coaches are reaching out. No staff is reaching out. Friends, administrators. I know for me, like being half white and my dad's side of the family all being from England, like none of them have reached out. They don't understand what to do. Yeah. And so I was just sitting there thinking, like, how do I even make it to where we feel like we have another space to just talk about this and to feel what we need to feel? Going back to like me being exhausted, I'm just like, it's hard to even like control all my emotions. And luckily, having a really strong like Black mom, I have a space to where I can talk about that or just see the things she posts. But yeah, I mean, I would just say like my job and my platform and my role right now is allowing other people to feel what they feel, stand by them, educate them, and like just give a space for our community. Like, whether my friends are across the country or not, I know a couple of my friends are protesting in Boston today, and just like giving them a chance to talk to me about what they experienced compared to what I experienced yesterday at our protest, and just stuff like that, you know. But yeah, it's been an exhausting thing.
Can we please just give her a applause. I just want to say, I really thank you, and I really appreciate you. And where can they follow you at on social media?
No, thank you, guys. This is awesome that you're even doing this. But my Instagram and Twitter, at everything, actually, is just Khalees Barton, so K-E-L-I-S BARTON.
But yeah, definitely, period, definitely period. Gotta shout. But nah, thank you for being on the show. I really appreciate you because some people are, you know, there's some leaders like you and there's some followers. So people need to know how to respond in a positive manner.
Yeah,
definitely.
So thank you for calling on the show, and I really appreciate you.
Definitely, of course. Thanks for having me.
For sure.
Yes, call me whenever.
All right, for sure. Take care.
Bye.
We have our second caller. Caller, please state your name and where you're from.
Hey, this is Priscilla. I'm from Detroit.
Hey, shout out to 313. Represent. But young queen, the question for today is, you know, how do you feel about, you know, with George Floyd and just everything that's been going on this past, you know, couple of weeks, and how do you feel like you could respond?
With everything that's going on, I definitely support everyone standing up and trying to make a change and get our statement out there and just basically make our sufferings more aware, I should say. I definitely think it's about time the conversation is had on why we're being treated the way that we are. Definitely time for reform, and definitely time for those who call themselves protecting and serving to actually protect and serve everyone in their communities, not just who they see fit.
All right.
So I definitely agree with everything that's going on. And honestly, how I could help, and basically my response would be definitely giving my support. I definitely want the conversation to be had as well. So anybody wanting to have the conversation, I definitely will have the conversation with you. I also think a better reaction is to educate. Those who aren't aware, I definitely think they should become more aware. And I think they should be less ignorant. And when I say ignorant, I mean strictly not knowing. You need to educate yourself on the topic. And when you try to have the conversation and come sit at these tables, make sure you know what you're talking about, because you can't just say anything with this conversation.
Knowledge is power.
So definitely just,
I was just saying, I was agreeing with you. I was like, knowledge is power, you know?
And yeah, definitely. Knowledge is power. So just educating people, giving all my support, and just allowing other people the opportunity to have the floor, definitely. Just, you know, trying to make sure that everybody is heard, but more so us, because we haven't been given a voice, you know what I'm saying? We haven't been heard, and this is why we're reacting the way that we're reacting. So
facts.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, man. Thank you for calling in. I really appreciate you. Definitely call in. Definitely call in again. And then, like, be safe out there, for real.
Yeah, definitely. Y'all too, for real.
Thank you.
Because this is going crazy.
Facts. All right, I appreciate you. I'll see you later.
All right, for sure.
We have our last caller. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
What's up, y'all? I'm Jalen Johnson from Gurnee, Illinois.
Yes, sir. Brother Jalen, man, how you been? How you living?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Just trying to keep my head up out here.
I feel it. Now, the question for today is, how do you feel about everything that's been going on with, you know, with the protesting and with George, you know, passing away? Due to a brutal murder, and also, how do you feel like you can respond?
Oh man, first, I want to say rest in peace, George Floyd, and everybody else who's lost their lives. You know, what I mean, it's very unfortunate, you know, for that to happen, and it was because it's like, man, like that could be me. At any moment, you know, especially with me living in a predominantly white area, that can be me at any moment. So, you know, this week has been very heavy for me, and I've been, you know, obviously thinking of ways that I could help, you know. So the thing really is, man, just to spread love, you know, just to you know, if I could do a kind act for somebody, give to somebody, you know, if something I post may, you know, affect or change somebody's life, you know, the key to it is to change the character, change the heart, you know what I mean? Even if the person is white, even if the person is a cop, you know, see the heart, you know, change the heart and look past the skin color, so.
Facts. Man, thank you, man. Jalen, you already know, man. It's been a hard time, man, but you already know. I appreciate you always. Be safe out these streets, bro. Be safe, man. Be alert. Live life, man.
Yes, sir, man. Y'all be safe out there. Keep God first. Keep your heads up.
Yes, sir. Love you, brother.
Thank you, man.
That was a good caller, man. I like how they said they was going to respond. I feel like, you know, for, you know, the people who are, like, followers, like, mm-hmm. they can, you know, use some tactics and, you know, and go out and respond to this, you know, pandemic and, you know, just everything that's going on, bro. Just, whew.
Yeah, I think, you know, we just have optimistic hearts and optimistic mindsets. And right. At the end of the day, the world can be better. We just have to, you know, take that responsibility. You feel me?
Yeah, but all right, young kings and queens, y'all have a great week. Be smart, be safe, be alert, and most importantly, man, live life, man. And we'll see y'all next Monday. Peace in the inner city, y'all. We out.
Stand my ground. Don't just stand around.